decisions that you just made or are gonna make tomorrow. It's those quick choices that could cost us a lifetime. So you just really need to think before you act. That's why I love this scripture, where it says, "The prudent seek danger and take refuge, but the simple keep going and pay the penalty." I don't wanna have to pay no penalty. I'd rather see the danger, make a decision after I pause on it, and then make the decision. That way, at least I'm cognizant and I'm aware of the outcome. But when we understand the importance of decision-making time frames, we're operating on a whole nother level. Recognize the potential long-term consequences of impulsive decisions and develop strategies to pause and reflect before acting. It's that 20 seconds. It's that 20 seconds that could cost you. I know you probably never thought about that, how these quick decisions that we actually make has ability just to turn your life around. Has ability to turn your life around. Like, so have you ever made a decision in the split second and instantly regretted it? I know I have. I know there's thousands, millions of other people that have also. Today's topic might just change the way you think about your day-to-day decisions. And I just want you to stop and think for a second. When was the last time you've actually made a decision without really considering the consequences? It could have been something small, like a harsh word that you said to somebody, or a quick purchase that you've made just out of a moment of weakness, right? It could have been being in a relationship that you shouldn't have been in, and now you have a baby with that person. Think about that kind of decision, or some type of addiction, just by trying a drug one time that got you addicted, and now you're in rehab and now you're in recovery. These are those type of split decisions that has the ability to shape our life in ways that we never expected. And sometimes they could cost us more than we actually know it or want to experience. That's why I want to talk to you all just about the power of a 20-second decision, just those quick impulsive decisions, those choices that seem so insignificant at the moment because it might feel good, it might bring us some pleasure, or you might have been pressured into making a decision, but those are those choices that you end up making that actually has ability to change your future and your life forever. And I'm sharing this with you because I've made some of those decisions. I've been in those situations where I didn't say no when I should have said no, or I said yes when I should have said no, or maybe just waited a little bit longer because it wasn't time yet. But instead, I got ahead of God and made some things happen, knocking down doors instead of allowing him to open the door because he has the key. But now everything has changed. And so I've watched some people actually just kind of go through things, even myself, where it just breaks people. It destroys relationships and leaves scars that are still healing. That's the power that it actually has. And that's why today I want to share three common hazards of just impulsive decisions, but also being in a place to listen to how God can use these and turn it around for his benefit, for his glory. But you need to tap into that wisdom. We have to tap into that wisdom of his, right? So before we get started, hey, just take a deep breath because we're about to go in. We're about to do this. But don't ignore this message, whatever you do. Don't ignore this message. It's not just a warning. It's a call to change. It is a call to change. Now, I want to share a story with you. Actually, I'm about to share two stories because one is just from a personal experience back in the day when I had a janitorial business and I was cleaning this one restaurant downtown Sacramento. And while I was finishing up, I saw a guy and he actually came up to me and he asked me if he wanted, if I had some money for him because he was hungry. And I told him, listen, I was like, hey, I got like another 20, 30 minutes here. We can go grab something to eat. And at this time there was a Caro's on 28th Street. I think it was like 28th and J. by AM PM. And so we end up going there and getting something to eat. And I remember this guy, because it was so impactful. This guy went to Sac State and got his degree in journalism, and he was working with KCRA Channel 3. Don't remember his name, but he said he ended up going to Vegas. And when he ended up going to Vegas, he was with some friends and he started experimenting with cocaine. He's homeless now. That's all I could say. And that was back then. I want to say that was like 2000. No, that was in the 90s. That was in the 90s. Oh, wow. I'm dating myself. But he was homeless at the time after this incident because the cocaine just kind of took over his life, all because of the decision that he made. He lost his career with KCRA. The sad thing about it was he still had his degree from Sac State. It was laminated, and he also had his ID badge from KCRA. He still had these things in his backpack. And I was like, man, that is powerful, because you just never know the power of your choice and the consequences. Because we experiment, we do things, not really thinking about the outcome. We're just in that moment for whatever reason, because the feel good, we want to do what everybody else is doing. That's a sad thing. The other story, briefly, conversation with my cousin Marvin, cousin Marvin is a bomb, y'all. I'm just letting y'all know. This man has his doctorate, and he's doing things. I'm just gonna call him therapist, counselor, and a coach, life coach. So he does a lot of stuff with military personnel, specifically men. And so this story that he shared with me was when he was talking to this one Marine who was struggling with some trauma, just some of the brutality stuff that he actually seen, and just experience of combat, right? And so when my cousin asked this young Marine, "Why did you enlist?" He said, "I liked the uniform, but I didn't know what it would cost me." I was like, how powerful is that? He had no idea of what was going to be on the other side. He had no idea what his experiences were going to be, even though I'm pretty sure he had like an idea. But you can have an idea of something, but to actually go through it and experience it on a personal level, it's life altering. It's life altering, and it still haunted him. It still haunts him. When you think about yourself today, how many decisions, or how many of us are making decisions like that every day? Maybe it's not in combat, but what about those decisions that people are making just to stay in a toxic relationship because they're afraid of being alone, or they're lashing out at anger at someone that they actually love only to see hurt in their eyes, or the impulsive spending of money that you don't even have because in the moment it just feel good. It just feels good, right? I mean, I know some of us get caught up, ordering Amazon or whatever it is, like every day is your birthday, Christmas. But still, some people are making decisions that's actually costing them, right? But it's these decisions that sometimes we don't even think about. They might even seem small until they aren't. And Satan, he's right there watching. He is right there watching, just waiting for you to mess up so you could have like this feeling of self-doubt, worth, no good, shame, guilt. He doesn't care how big or small the decision is. He just wants you to keep messing up and making poor choices that slowly destroy your peace, your purpose, and your relationship with God. He's going to try to lock you down to the 3 Ds. I'm calling the 3 Ds, which is deception, destruction, and distraction. Anything he could do to deceive you, anything that he could do to destroy you, to make your life feel like it's crumbling down, and anything that could force you to deviate from your calling. That's just what he does. That's just what he does. So let's get into these hazards. Let's get into these hazards. Because I know a lot of people are actually struggling with shame and guilt. Shame and guilt. So When you act without thinking, you may find yourself haunted by the question, why did I do that? Regret is a heavy burden, and so is shame. And these are those things where it's like you're bound to some chains, and you feel like, man, am I ever going to be able to break free? They just keep you bound, and you end up just reliving this pain over and over again. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're struggling to forgive yourself for a decision that you made years ago, one that just changed the whole trajectory of your life. But I just want you to know that there is hope. It's not too late to change. It's not too late. The other thing is brokenness and trust issues, right? Just those impulsive actions that can destroy trust in an instant. It could be just an angry outburst, a careless word, or a moment of unfaithfulness. Trust, once it's broken, is so hard to rebuild. One bad decision could cost you respect and the love of those who are closest to us, right? Just think about it. Like, what if your hasty choice, just those choices that you don't even put much time and effort in to really think about, you just make them without a whole lot of thought. But it costs you your family, your friendship, and your influence. Now, are those 20 seconds of gratification worth a lifetime of trying to rebuild? Especially when you think about how much time and energy that you've actually invested to get where you are today. And if you aren't in a place that you want to be today, stay tuned. Stay tuned, because we're going to keep dropping stuff like this. We want to help you. We want to help you. Why not you be the best? Why not you be the best version of you? Absolutely. These unnecessary consequences that we end up having to endure because of these actions and choices that we make that we don't think about. Just a quick decision might feel good at first, but it often brings along so much long-term pain, strife, consequences, financial ruin, emotional scars, more importantly, spiritual stagnation. Spiritual stagnation. That's the last thing you want, is to be in a place where you feel like you can't even go to God because you have so much shame and guilt. Maybe you're just living in those consequences right now. You feel stuck, like you're paying a price for something that seems so harmless. But listen, God did not create you to live in regret or shame. He created you for freedom, for joy, and for impact. Impact, impact, impact this world. You know what I'm saying? So this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna slow it down. You gotta choose to slow down, put yourself on pause. This is a healthy solution. So how do we break free from this cycle of impulsivity? It starts with surrender, surrendering every decision, every emotion, every impulse to God, every single one. I know it's like, what do you mean I gotta surrender? When you think of surrender, I think the first thing you think about is like the military, or how it was back in the day when you had these armies battling and they had to surrender to a king because they were just overpowered. And then when you surrender yourself, now you're giving all you have. But when you think about it, God created you in the first place. Didn't he say he knew you in your mother's womb before you even conceived? Back when, for whatever reason, you're here for this purpose right now, to impact this generation, you're obligated to do something. So let's tap into it. But let's get into like just wisdom through patience. When we take the time to pause and ask God, is this the best for me? It changes everything. You're no longer led by fear or frustration, but by wisdom. And Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, But everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Only to poverty. True wisdom comes through patience. When you slow down, you gain clarity, and that clarity leads to strength. Nobody here wants to be impoverished, that's for sure. Now, let's consider these stronger relationships. Think about that. Slowing down, it just doesn't impact you. It transforms into your relationships. Because when you pause before you speak or act, when you're talking with somebody else, you're choosing to honor that person in front of you, right? You're saying, okay, I value you enough to think before I respond. That builds trust right there. Because it's not all about you. You're giving them the platform to share whatever they need to share. And it shows love, and it speaks louder than any type of impulsive action ever could. Now you got the fruitful outcomes. Now just think about yourself as a seed, and you're dropping seeds, you're sowing seeds, and think about, okay, I'm dropping some seeds on some fertile ground opposed to unfertilized ground. Which one is going to thrive? Of course, the one that's on the fertile ground. But then as your seed begins to grow, you're this tree and you're just sowing more seeds. Now those seeds are going to start growing, and the seeds that you're sowing are just into somebody else's life. And now that person's going to start thriving, especially once you get them connected with Why Not You. Man, we're going to do all kinds of things, right? But when you choose patience, you seek God's guidance, your life starts to bear fruit, and you see doors open, opportunities arise, and peace fill your heart. And now you become a testimony of what God can do when you surrender. When you surrender your impulses to Him, sky's the limit, right? He's going to make sure you're taken care of. He's going to do what He has to do for you. He's going to put you in the right place, or put the right people in your life to actually help you make these right decisions, because now you're going to be held accountable. And I believe that's what we all want, right? Just a life that's not driven by fear or impulse, but one that's filled with purpose and fulfillment. There we go. Now y'all got to be, I got to challenge y'all now. Let's get to the challenge, but we got a challenge. If you've been caught in a cycle of impulsivity, of, you know, you're reacting instead of thinking, you're regretting and repeating, this is a moment to break free. So just don't let another day go by without inviting God into your decision-making process. Before you act, pause, pray, breathe. Ask God, is this the best for me? Ask Him. And when the urge to act quickly comes again, because it will, it's going to happen. Just remember, it's not just about avoiding pains. It's about choosing the life God created for you, a life of peace, purpose, and power. A life of peace, purpose, and power. Now, I just want you all to think about, like, if this was a message that actually spoke to your heart and it resonated with you, I want you to commit today to pause before every decision. Choose to wait on God's wisdom instead of jumping in on impulse, because every moment of surrender is a step closer to the abundant life He's called you to live. And I promise, when you choose God's way, you'll never look back with regret, because when you choose Him, He's going to guide you. And even though you might come across some hardships, it's just part of the journey. You just have to think differently. Just think differently. So don't let those 20 seconds cost you your calling. Take control today and watch what God can do through a surrendered heart. But until next time, I want you all to just choose patience, choose purpose, and choose God's way. Patience, purpose, and God's way. Choose His wisdom over impulse, and choose the life God intended you all to live. Let me know. For sure, let me know if this resonated with y'all again. And definitely hit me up on Facebook, Instagram. Even send me an email at The why not you? The why not you? Not the word spelled out YOU, but just the letter U at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you and let me know how this actually impacted you, some decisions that you're actually struggling with. And let's come up with a plan of action to attack. Now, folks, what I want you all to do, make sure you like this and subscribe. Subscribe, y'all. This is Why Not You, D Wells, your host, and share it with somebody who you know that needs this and can definitely benefit from hearing it. But in the meantime, I will definitely see y'all in the next video. And remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. Y'all have a blessed week, and I'll see you soon. Take care.